Daft Punk wear a helmet to class and then open the visor.
This one, this is covered. We're going back to the, we're coming full circle because now we've solved my costuming problem as well.
Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you, Daft Punk. When you come in for the reading, it's like,
just give me one moment.
Yeah, give me a moment. And then close it when it's done. It's like, no, she's serious.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
We're very excited today to have our resident intuitive Marcy Currier back in the studio. Yay. So hooray.
Welcome, Marcy.
People keep asking for her, and I want to hit her with this right away.
Okay, I'm ready.
Feel free. Katie eats, and I eat all throughout. You can hear the crackling noise.
Crunchy, crunchy.
That's us. So it says, jackpot psychic, literally a fortune teller. And she says, I see you with lotto cash.
What?
So this is from the Post, so you know it's good. An amusement park psychic. And whenever they have anything about psychics or the food, it's always the same picture of like the stereotypical quote unquote gypsy woman with like a scarf on the side.
Right, and she's got a crystal ball in front of her.
Who earrings a crystal ball? So an amusement park psychic. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Like an amusement park psychic, like in Big. I'm thinking peered into the future of NYPD cop Edna Aguayo, and very specifically told her she would one day hit it big in the lottery for a life prize.
Okay.
Aguayo then dutifully brought a ticket twice a week, every week for 16 years, and this week a miracle happened. You're laughing, but, you know. Aguayo nailed the cash for life jackpot and will collect a cool $1,000 a day until her last breath.
$1,000 a day? Mm-hmm.
A day?
A day. I didn't even know that was a prize.
I thought it was $5,000 a week.
I thought this thing was supposed to go towards, like, helping the schools and the arts, but apparently $1,000 a day.
Wow.
If I had known I'd win one day, I knew I'd win one day, I just didn't know when. She said, who retired in 2011 after 20 years on the force. She told me to buy for life lottery tickets because she could see that one day I was going to hit it for the life prize. And she's 51. She bought the lucky ticket at Waldbarms in Howard Beach. And she said that she's a good feeling. She had a good feeling she was about to win. And she switched over to a different game on that day. When I saw the cash for life prize, I thought this must be the prize that the reader was talking about.
Wow.
16 years ago. The winning July 14th numbers, which is on the Bastille Day, 9, 19, 34, 37, and 49. And the cash ball, 2. She's going to get $227,000 a year after taxes every year.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It sounds a lot less than $1,000 a day. So those taxes must be, like, phenomenal.
So $365,000 a year comes out to...
Yeah, $227,000. Wow. That's a lot of taxes.
That's a lot of taxes.
Well, like, you mention anything about that.
Yeah.
No mention of that, though, from the psychic of the taxes.
Yeah.
I really need a vacation, she says. She also collects $37,000 a year from her pension. So, what do you think about amusement park psychic? I've never heard that term before.
I've never heard... Well, I mean, I think it makes sense. I think it is exactly like Big.
Have you ever been to an amusement park and seen a psychic there? Have you?
Go to a lot of amusement parks.
I don't either. No.
I've been to Coney Island.
Like, but as a kid, I just don't like all of that stuff.
He didn't?
No.
We had county fairs, and then county fair doesn't usually attract a psychic.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of livestock. Like, it's not... You
there's usually, like, a fortune teller in a room, and it's usually, like, a high school senior with a scarf on his head.
With a scarf turned to the side.
Yeah, with a knot on the side.
With a knot on the side with hoop earrings.
Yeah.
And like, it seems to imply from all the pictures that if you're going to be a psychic, you need to have curly hair.
Yeah.
So. I know.
Get moving on that.
And brown hair. I mean, I know. Really brown.
I know. It's the bane of my existence, my appearance.
When people show up and they're like, no hoop earrings?
Yeah, right.
And oh, by the way, you look 21.
Not a bad thing, though. You should lie and tell people I'm 57.
I have the one line of business where looking really young is, like, actually... Maybe a
doctor
my husband, as well.
Lawyer. People still complain. They're like, you look too young. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, he's got a shaved head and, like, a gray beard, but that's still not enough. They want to see, like, real age.
They want to see jowls.
They want to see a sage look. They want to see, like, Gandalf.
He needs to, like, do his eyebrows gray or something.
And have them, like, stick like out a little
big,
bit more.
Yeah, big fluffy.
He should add, like, hairs coming out of his ears.
he should paint lines.
Yeah.
Just do stage makeup on the side.
Yeah, do that, yeah.
Make I've more considered crinkly. It.
Stage makeup? I think that would be weird if you came in. What about a full-on disguise?
Well, this has been an ongoing thing because, I meet so many people sight unseen. They sign up to get a reading with a psychic, and they show up, and there's this blonde girl with a braid in her hair wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
And
see, that to me is what I kind of expect to see, just like a regular
person.
Regular person,
no,
right?
We're so into the stereotypes.
But if I saw this, if I go in there and you're, first of all, she's wearing like an off-the-shoulder top, like a peasant top.
Yeah.
I got to get one of those.
It's 2014.
I'm going to try that.
Look.
I bought a lot of scarves this year.
Maybe
seriously.
You could buy a scarf wig combo.
And just pop it on. The whole thing.
And then you could adjust it during
and you know
it,
how they
like
have
Wendy
like,
Williams.
You know how they have the hipster glasses that's, and then they hang the mustache from
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So it could be a scarf wig.
With
and
earrings.
Then the earrings that like just dangle from it's instead of my ears, helmet. They could just dangle from them.
Well, when someone comes, you should be like, oh, hold on, you're here for psychic?
Hello.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, it's been an ongoing thing. I even, my supervisor at the Omega Institute has, at not this year, but a few years ago, was like, you really have to step
hair.
This up. Like you, and it wasn't look more fortune teller-like, but she just said, she was like, you know, she pointed out another person who looked more, I think her word was professional, but it was,
in every, there's not a single profession in which there's always a pressure to look. Like, when I was a teacher, it was the same way. They're like, you need to get over to Ann Taylor Loft.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but
and stop with the bell
button. For the job that you have, but what is that supposed to look like? Then,
I don't know.
You know, doing this peasant shirt?
Right. Well, I thought it meant wearing whatever I wanted, but, the feedback
why,
supported
once
that.
Once again, no
there's,
profession is
no.
above. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, even when in the summers when I worked as a camp counselor, there was an eco camp, and they had, like, a look that they had to have. It was like, you had to have the Tevas, you had to this, you had to have that.
But specifically, did she give you anything to go on? Like,
she did use
Jen's
the word scarf.
Movie.
Well, I think I was so frustrated by
the
whole
scarf.
Conversation, I was tuning it out. But I remember leaving that and being like, I just need to buy scarves. So I have like 30 scarves, and it's too hot to wear them in the summer.
Maybe you should. I mean, how many scarves are you supposed to wear? Is it like pieces of flair?
We're like a bunch. It feels like that.
You need to have
a
minimum
on your neck, around the hip.
And also, I noticed that you're not wearing anything that has a moon.
No, I don't have
or,
anything.
Or, you know, stars. I think that makes people
moon
feel
and
like,
stars.
You know.
Yeah. I have to work on this. The worst, like, instance of that, I was, this was like 2008, and whenever I'm going through, like, a big transformational thing, if I'm learning a lot, I look very, very young, even younger than now.
Because you do look young.
You know, I could read 20, 22.
I know you had a long day today, though.
I have had a very long day, too. But
that's both of me.
Do I look like I've had a long day?
No. I mean, no, she said she was working all day. I don't
I'm
mean
just messing with you.
So I should.
It's clear to us that you haven't slept in a month, and that you just don't care.
It's good that you look young.
Yeah. Whereas we look like we haven't even podcasted yet. We look like we haven't been in the same funky room for 3 hours.
Yes. They're battling the
stains. These sweat stains, no.
So anyway, so the lady, I was running late to the appointment, so that was one strike against me, but I run up and I look, you know, maybe even 18, 19, and I'm wearing like a pair of baggy pants, a tank top. I was going through a hippie stage, so hairy armpits out to here.
See, that to me just reeks of psychic.
Yeah, that would be, you know.
But not, this woman was like, are you the reader? Which is, I get that a lot. Are you the reader?
No, the reader's right behind me.
Yeah,
when I come before the reader, like a Paul Revere type of situation.
But then on top of it, I had a brand new deck that I was using.
Okay.
So
did you unwrap it in front of her?
Yes, exactly. So she sees me, like, take the cellophane off.
It's like in a casino.
And she was just, and I remember the whole reading just not going all that well, and her being like,
she
texting
like, I don't know about this.
I don't think this is real.
Yeah.
So that was when I realized, like, okay, you have to at least try.
But here's the thing. If you're opening up a new deck, that to me says that you've been doing this a while. Because someone who's pretending or is brand new is going to show up with a deck that looks like insane.
Right. This was sort of like, I just needed.
Like, that's the person with the scarf and the hairpiece.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I don't know why I was getting a new deck. It was just something I was trying out. But I remember as, like, unwrapping it and being like, this is such a bad move right now. Like, this is not
maybe it's
what
like
she
the whole
wants
thing
to
is,
see.
It's
just,
over.
You know, you're just not meant to work with her.
Well, and she was
when
asking.
When you start like that, though, like, are you the person who, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good opening.
No. Okay. No.
Are you the chef
are
here
you
because.
The reader?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes. That happens to me a few times a week.
Do it anyway. Yeah. I mean, I'm here.
Yeah. One of the greatest skills I've learned as
got.
A reader is how to, like.
It's also New York.
Not take offense. Well, this is, you know, upstate, but, like, you know, how to like, just completely leave that behind.
And just do the reading.
And do the reading. But that's not an innate skill of mine. My innate. There's like, I want to fight him.
Be like, you know, I'm going to put these cards back in the bag. And
good luck. I did ask, well, she terminated the session early. She was unhappy with what was happening. It was a long story. But then she was very rude the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then she said, you know, this with 5 minutes left, you know, this isn't working for me.
And you're
like,
it's over.
I was like, well, that's okay. I was like, that's all right. You know, you can go ahead and go. Because it had been a rough session as it was. And then she. It wasn't going well. Like, our voices were getting a little tense.
Strained, yeah.
So, but she goes to leave, and she sticks out. She goes to leave. She turns around, comes back, and sticks out her hand, and she says, well, I just feel like I should at least shake your hand. And I said, oh, no, it's okay.
No.
I'm not touching
you. Don't
you
don't want that.
Right now.
She didn't want to leave you with something.
I was
that
just
was
like,
just
oh,
unpleasant.
No.
Like, why would you want to shake someone's hand after you made it so clear that you weren't happy about what happened?
Yeah. And I just, like, I think...
Good day.
Something that I run into a lot in this job is there's, like, the truth, and then there's customer service.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm kind of constantly dancing between those two things, and it's...
I wouldn't want that, though. If I'm coming to you, I won't... It's just like if you go to a therapist, or you go to your doctor, it's the same thing. I don't want sugarcoating.
Yeah.
I just want the service.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I think. But, yeah, I always, like... Politeness and customer service are skills that I have learned under duress. They're not
in the line of fire.
Yeah, it is not my like forte at all. So
Katie's good at this. I'm not.
No,
good at it.
I had to develop that too.
You
I've
did.
Been over.
You're really, really good at it.
And no, I
Katie
have to.
Strikes fear into the hearts of
no
people
been,
who are providing service.
Ever since I was a child, I've been told that I'm too blunt and
really.
Yeah, so I had to learn to temper my temper.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm
and,
still
and
working
say
on
all
that.
That yeah.
This is a room of very direct women.
But, because people. I mean, mm-hmm. We sometimes when we do advice on advice, it's like, what can you say to someone who, I'm like, I just say, little bitch, look, please.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my response to everything. Because I don't have time for it. I haven't developed that. In a professional environment, it's a little bit different. But I am very direct with, like, you need to step away from my desk.
Well, it's funny, too, because I'll be in a reading, and I usually have kind of pat things that I start out with, and then I'll flip over the card. You know, I mean, I've done it in here. And so today I was doing a final card, and it was like the wrap-up, and I was like, okay, so what it looks like you really need to do here, Flip, is get your shit together. And I was like, hold on, let me back up.
And can you unhear that, please?
Let me define that.
By shit, I mean.
And I was like, you know, and then I find myself saying things like that, so I'm like, what you really need to do here is just get your shit together. And I'm not implying that you don't have your shit together. But it really looks like you really need to get things in order and straighten out. Like,
let me rephrase this. That's awesome.
Fortunately, I'm really glad that, like, usually the clients will record the conversation and I never have to listen to it back.
Oh, people record?
Oh, yeah, very often.
Yeah.
Well, that's
allowed
good
to
because
I take
you...
notes. You've read for me before. Mm-hmm. We did the 15-minute session. And by
you
the way,
notes.
I get so... I,
did
you
is
probably...
your soul repaired yet? Because
oh,
my,
yeah.
My
I've been
soul,
wondering about
being
that.
Being in this
soul,
room with her with the ripped soul
I
for
had
the past
a ripped
year.
Soul for, oh, like, for a while.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get it repaired. I think it's getting better. I can feel
it's
it
like it's
together.
Getting better.
I feel like it's getting better.
I was, you know, my soul is damn skipping. I was sold. I was fine.
Your soul, yeah, that's right. Listeners, in the past episode, the three of us, we went to another tarot reader
to get
reading.
A reading. Yeah.
And I was told that I have a rip in my soul. Marcy, your soul, I think, needed a cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
You were told. And then Jaquetta's soul was, Jaquetta, your soul was fine.
I know. And I'm pretty sure I have the worst soul of anybody. But apparently it's all right.
So I think mine is getting better. But I've had you read for me before. Mm-hmm. And I get like, so, like, nervous. I'm like, what is she going to say? What is going on? But that's just me. It's not anything about you.
I wanted to ask if you would give a reading for a person that we talk about quite a bit.
The only thing is that ethically this person should want a reading.
Oh.
Or...
I think Billy Zane does want a reading.
Oh, Billy Zane?
Yeah.
I think that would be fine.
I'm just curious.
Because who did we do? We did a reading
Jason
for
Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's doing.
He's doing swimming.
We could find out.
That's true.
I think he's fine.
So I'm going to bring up Billy Zane.
All right, Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, also known as William Zanatakos Jr. After he's been a bachelor forever, but he just became a dad, and he's contemplating marriage. He is dating a model, Candace Neal. In fact, it's more than dating. They refer to each other as husband and wife. He says that Candace is the most dedicated and generous mother. I hate generous for some reason.
Such a generous
and a generous partner.
And generous.
Well, that's like
well.
A shitty. Thing.
Why is it
to
generous?
Want to be with someone that's generous? Because that means your ass is selfish, right. And you like the fact that they give their shit to you all the time. And like, put she just puts herself or me above her.
Yeah, she's generous
always.
I refer to her as my wife. She calls me her husband, but there'll be a ceremony soon. As soon as the schedule lightens up for both of us, because you know, getting married takes months nowadays. You can't do it quickly. It takes forever. So now Billy Zane is starring as Captain Von Trapp in the Lyric Opera of Chicago production, The Sound of Music. And he credits the success of their relationship with keeping things balanced. With balance comes from pulling your weight when the bar is set high by your partner. This is some partner. When she makes it seem effortless, it's a revelation. He said, magic.
Well, she's probably doing yeoman
she's
duty.
She's pulling the
yeoman. She is like a workhorse in this relationship. And he's like, this is so easy. So,
this is amazing.
So my question for Billy Zane actually isn't about his relationship, because I feel like he's covered it all here.
It's magic.
I would like to know about his career, his choice to head to the stage as Captain Von Trapp.
All right, let's see what we think of that. And I feel like that's within the realms of okay, because it affects all of us.
Yeah, it does affect all of us.
Yes.
This is in the interest of the public good.
Yeah. Right. If you know Billy Zane, this is very important. And you hear it, folks, the shuffling of the cards.
Right.
It's an old deck, too.
Let's see. This is the first deck that I learned on. This is the first deck I ever had.
I like that one, the Waite Rider. Always nice.
All right, let's see. So we're looking, you know, he's looking for something new.
All right.
And he just as any artist, as we can all relate, has gotten too far into a comfort zone and needs
to be out.
He needs to branch
those
out.
Those sci-fi TV originals, he's got to move on.
And so he should be very choosy with what he decides to take to the stage.
As much. He should think carefully.
For anyone that's interested, the cards are, we have, you know, the card that sums up the situation is the Page of Swords. That's it's sort of a new idea or a beginner's mind type thing to be able to get back to the basics and, you know, just, you know how it is in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't,
he doesn't
none
know
of
either.
Us know how it is.
He doesn't know either. It's been a fortnight more since he's been there.
And then the challenge is the Nine of Pentacles, which that's the, he's gotten too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And is looking for something that will challenge and excite him.
It's not his girlfriend or wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably it too. When you are in a monogamous, I won't call it boring necessarily, but thing, you probably need to like stretch in other areas so that you're not tempted to stretch in other areas.
He seems pretty comfortable though in his relationship.
Yeah. So he needed to get outside of his comfort zone. And then we have the Four of Swords as the outcome, which is, I think it will, I don't think we're going to hear a lot out of him. I think he's going to do this one thing and that's going to be it.
Oh no, Billy.
But it's something to try.
Okay.
It's good.
I mean, doing a musical is a big jump for him.
Yeah. And then the advice for him is the Two of Wands, which is that he needs to be very judicious in his decision making.
Okay.
And what do we think specifically about this musical?
Wow.
Nine of the Ten of Swords reverse. I mean,
like, I don't know that much about tarot cards.
The card, listeners, it is an image of a man lying on the ground with ten swords coming out of his back.
And he's by a river.
It is reversed.
It is reversed. Right?
So now he's on top of the swords.
He's revitalizing his career.
Yes.
He's revitalizing the musical.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's interesting because you said he should be careful about his choices. I hope he's not going in a weird direction with this revitalization.
I think he's going to go in a weird... No, he knows what he's doing. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And then, will Jaquetta like this whole thing?
Yeah.
You're going to be inspired creatively by it.
Wow, okay.
Maybe
okay.
You also will be like, you know what? I'm going
to
do that.
It's time to do a musical. Okay, yeah. Jaquetta, the musical.
Yes. It's the Chariot. That's
slavery, why Slavery, the musical. I've been slavery talking about that for years.
Right.
Chains.
No. Opening numbers.
Hey, you guys want to go on a boat ride? Boat ride. Chains. Etc.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Billy Zane, for lending us your information.
You couldn't do better.
Wow. Nice.
Billy Zane.
That's awesome.
Don't you feel good now?
I do. I was very, you know, I had mixed feelings about it.
What's this dude doing?
But the other thing, too, is I hadn't thought about Billy Zane in like
ages.
Forever. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, Marcy's coming. Who would I like to know about?
So you're teaching classes.
I am teaching classes.
Tell us about these classes.
Yes.
Okay. So I teach a class at the Omega Institute for participants, people that come to stay, and if they do the rest.
This is in upstate.
Yeah, the R&R program. And I never know. You know how R&R program, they have them all over the place, and there's sort of the rest and relaxation.
You okay sitting there?
I'm good.
Do you want to switch
with
me?
No, I'm perfect.
I'm sorry. I didn't really. Noticed this recently that you're at the edge of the table and then the legs are kind
of
awkward.
No, I feel totally fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm good.
Now we're all like,
I felt bad.
I do feel weird being in New York City with flip flops. I've been living in hippie camp for months.
I do it every once in a while. Sometimes I just have to wash my feet off.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to last night.
You could do it here if you want, because there's plenty of paper towels. It's very private.
Yeah. I just feel like this, I couldn't be grosser. I actually hung out with a friend yesterday and was like, don't say a fucking word. I know that you're going to notice
this.
Eyes up here. We're not going to talk about these flip-flops. We're not going to talk about
what's going on.
Well, you know, I've been at this retreat center, so like yoga pants and tank tops and comfortable.
It's also clean.
You know, and it's nature.
Yeah.
Like, it's not clean, but it's not.
Well, there's
filthy.
A different kind of dirt. Like, I was talking the other day with my husband. I was like, you know, one of the things I hate about New York is when there's puddles and it hasn't rained in a long
time.
It's
that mystery moisture. That's what
it's not.
DNA
okay.
Soup. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know?
That's the kind of stuff you're talking about versus a muddy puddle where it's going to get you dirty.
And you know what's in that puddle, mud.
Yeah. I haven't been down here in a while and I forgot how stylish everyone is. And I was like, oh my God, I look terrible. Like, I mean, I don't even usually have those thoughts, but I was like, I need to go shopping.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I'm self-conscious about my appearance a little bit.
Your feet look fine from here.
You're fine.
I washed them
nice
three times
toes.
Since I got here yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Nice toes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have
been
to get
told
the,
I have Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
You have to get the Katie sandals that are like 2 inches of platform.
Yeah, these are fit flops.
Oh, that's nice. I need something like that.
Yeah, comfort.
I really prefer to just have my feet covered because it is filthy
out
there.
It gets brutal.
It's unbelievable. Anyway.
So back to this thing after we took a little detour.
Every Monday morning, I teach at 10 a.m. to R&R. I think it either means relax and rejuvenate,
okay.
Rest and relax,
okay.
Rest and rejuvenate. I'm
sure.
Not sure.
Mm-hmm. Both. All of those things.
It's very relaxing.
It's nice.
And rejuvenating.
I'd like that.
But they basically can come up. They don't have to go into a particular program. And then one of the benefits that they get is free classes that they can take. Each day there's a class at like 10 a.m.
Oh, that's cool.
So I teach a class called, Signs, Symbols, and Archetypes, How Everyday Objects Can Aid in Your Great Awakening. And the idea is I was teaching Intro to Tarot, but I taught that for like 6 years straight. Every week.
That's got to get hard to keep it fresh for you.
It did. And what was happening, too, is that a lot of people have misconceptions about tarot that I find irritating.
Okay.
So they weren't,
and you get to
I wasn't
see a
excited.
Lot of them. You get to see it over and over.
Every class there'd be the same person, like, isn't it satanic? And I just didn't want to, like.
But they signed up for the class? To make sure it's satanic?
I'm just really curious about this. And I'm not all that curious about it anymore, so I don't want to talk about it. So I changed that. We took, you know, I still talk about tarot, but I let people not have as many reasons to make assumptions that I don't want to deal with.
Okay. I'm going to shut it down early at the top.
I feel
of the
like
class.
I sound like an asshole on this podcast.
No.
I don't, like.
I taught for years, and it was the same thing. When you teach the same class, or you get the same presentation over and over again, it's just like, it just becomes irritating.
That's why a lot of actors, they like doing improv, because it's not the same show over, it's not the same script, it's something fresh and new.
And this is nice, it lets me, we might cover numerology and the archetypes of numbers, we might cover
the chakras and how that works. We might go over power animals and dream symbols.
Interested in all of these things. I have really fun.
You should go and do it.
I should do it.
You should. It would be so fun.
Yeah. Do you ever teach a class like that in the city?
No, but I don't know why not.
There's an Omega Institute Center in the city, isn't there? Or
no, they do things. Okay. They, like, sponsor stuff at different hotels and things like that, but they don't have, like, an actual location. And then the Meta Center, where I used to work out of, they lost their lease. I think they exist as an entity, but they don't have a an office space anymore. But that's a really good idea. There's no reason I couldn't teach them.
Yeah, it might be interesting. I mean, you could start off and see, like, one session and see if people are interested. See if people are interested in it. I mean, if you want to come down here, that is, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice. And I've been teaching upstate at the, it's called Meta Community Wellness Yoga Center. And I've been teaching classes there as well.
Do we have to say, you know, it have a power animal? How do you have a power animal?
The thing immediately came to mind was a koala bear. But I don't know a lot about koala bears, so we have to look
them
up.
They're always stoned.
Okay.
And they're pretty slow.
Yeah.
They're slow, and they...
and they're happy. They're pretty content.
Yeah.
They're really cute and fluffy, but you wouldn't want to fuck with them, because they have really
powerful...
They have
sharp claws, yeah.
Claws and teeth.
All right. I don't know how cute and fluffy we are.
That's so funny, because I always think of, like, with Harry Potter and the Patronus, you know, when you have... in the Harry Potter series, you have a... You know, your wand, and then one of the spells you can cast a Patronus, which is like your
spirit
animal.
And this is like a horse or something.
This is like a stag.
Okay.
Oops. And I was like, wow.
I misread that?
And yeah.
I saw all the films, thought it was a horse.
So I always say to anybody who
with
knows,
antlers,
I always say, what is your Patronus, if you could, if you like to kids and stuff.
I would say that.
And I would want mine to be a lion, but it's really going to come out to be a koala bear.
I was thinking when you said, what's our spirit animal, that it would be a wild boar.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why.
I like that.
Because it's like coarse. It's got tusks. But it also, it's a tough customer.
Yes.
You're not really going to mess with a boar. And a boar might know something.
And also still really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. From a koala bear, too.
I like koala
eucalyptus. I'm always with that.
You're down with eucalyptus? Yeah. Is there some kind of a hybrid koala bear boar?
Yeah.
But how that do people sounds find horrific. That just sounds terrible.
Is that how you really feel about that?
How can people understand what kind of spirit animal?
Well, honestly, with the internet, how I gather my information at this point is I work a lot with intuition and just kind of like know when I ask myself.
What does it make sense? Like, if you have a really strong, like, my real spirit animal or whatever, is I have a tattoo. It's a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I always like wolf. I always have dreams about it. Mm-hmm. I think about the wolf a lot. And it's a fascinating animal for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, the wolf, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, I do that. But I use the internet for a lot. And what I look for is I might look at two or three different sites. And then, you want to kind of, like, blur out or weed out the, like, insane things that are on the internet.
Mm, which is, like, most of the internet.
Right. So you have to get that skill of, like, tuning into the core of what something on the internet
is real. True stuff. And you can
get that. And so if you look at two or three sites and you get the overlap. And, I mean, one of the things that I think tarot helps develop is the ability to do, like, lateral thinking and to be able to sit more easily with contradictions or things that don't quite... So you don't end up going, is it this or is it this? And it's like, it's both. It's okay. So that's the thing I recommend the most. There are a few sites that are just great. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any of them off the top of my head, of course.
That's all right.
That's all right. It's funny because, like, we do a lot of research on the internet for the show. And we go over the place. And you can find a lot of redundancy and a lot of plagiarism. And
Who's
doing what. You can kind of pick out what's happening and what's
wrong. And I think that as we evolve, like, as we're doing this, that becomes a skill.
Yeah.
You know, it's a skill that wasn't necessary, but, like, the
the first thing of, like, doing the research aspect of it, which has always been difficult, like, when we were using books, but now it's, like, that second thing you're talking about of, like, ferreting out, like, what's real, what's BS, where do these articles come from? Like, I'm always happy when I find something related to one of our topics, and it's from, like, a university.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's free. They're not selling you anything.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
Right.
Here's the information.
And I think, I mean, there's something really interesting about that. Everything we come in contact with lately has an agenda. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, it's there's so, just something.
And it's so easy to tell sometimes, too. I'm like, you should at least try to hide the fact.
Yeah, that you're trying to sell this, push this certain thing.
Like, can't you just have two slides? Like, I listen to NPR all the time, and they always stop when they're about to look at, like, the second or third side of an argument. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, what happened to the rest of the, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's easier to tell, like, where the, like, distortion in perspective is coming from, like, the idea. It's interesting because as we get more alternative news sources and it's pointing those things out and there's just this, like, meta-media thing going on.
I think some articles should just start off with, like, I don't like women and I had a bad relationship with my mom. Here's my article on, like, such
right,
and such
if we
thing.
Just do that. If I have a second, we can take 1 second. There's this thing I read. Okay, so did you guys see the article about, it was like, there's something spectacular in the New York Times this week. And then the article, it was like last Friday, and there it was that all the articles that were from war zones were written by women. That was the extraordinary thing.
There was an article about
how that? Funny that you brought that up, because one of the women is Jody Ruderin, who is the New York Times correspondent. And the wife of one of my teachers from the Magnet.
Oh, really?
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. So right. All the war, like, war correspondents.
Yeah,
war
and that never happens. But it was this whole article. And it just completely glossed over the fact that, like, the articles were about
war,
people being killed.
That's actually more important than the gender of the author of the article. Yeah.
It was, like, the kind of whitest, most educated piece that could ever have been written, and I
moved from the topic,
and
itself.
All of the comments were like, "No, just no." And I thought I was like afraid that I might be the only person that, because I don't have this. When I read the things about, like, oh, great for feminism, blah blah blah, I don't ever really feel
even get me started
that excited.
Yeah.
And so I was.
It
like,
applies
maybe,
to so few people. It seems like that article. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's probably like a blow for feminism, but it's like it isn't a war.
Right.
Let's focus on that.
And the war. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it was, I mean, it's like, this is not an accomplishment in any way. And also, like, no, we're not going to change the subject from all these people.
Yes. Or we could talk about the women who are suffering from the effects of those wars.
Right.
Like,
it
you could turn it into something.
It was the Israeli-Palestine thing, and then it was also the Malaysian airline.
Yeah. Right,
and
right.
Probably Nigeria, also the Boko Haram.
Oh, no, that wasn't covered on the front page.
Well, it's black. Oh, God. Sorry. Africa. Who cares? Is there something going on there? Involving women? No.
But, yeah, and I just really loved the comments. And I think my favorite was, maybe you're just too educated to understand how insensitive this is.
Yes. You're so far removed.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Someone wrote that article, and then someone printed it.
Yeah, and they were...
Like,
they,
at no point was anybody like, hey, dude, maybe we should run something else with this limited space that we have.
Right. It was just...
Like, we have all these eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Mike.com had that.
Yeah.
Which... I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about that particular website.
What's Mike.com?
They have...
Do you know what
they,
it is?
They sort of do that, like, news on the news kind
it's
of
like,
thing.
So
we don't have any news.
How are people trying to position the news and how
like
it's being delivered?
Like, media literacy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not only is, like, journalism generally, like, terrible, there's no journalism going on. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, it's all op-ed and people pushing agendas. Mm-hmm. And, but now it's like, okay, now we're uncovering that, and everyone's complaining about the way journalism is today.
But then what does that do?
And then,
that's a new form of journalism.
Yeah, right. That's,
that's how I feel sometimes about comedy and parody, because now it's like there's nothing...
There's no...
Like, there are very few original things coming out. So, like, if something happens in the world, and I think about, oh, here's some funny things about it, then I see someone doing a piece about mm-hmm. that, and then someone's doing a piece about that piece, and then, it, like you're saying, it becomes very meta to the point where has anyone come up with anything, like, interesting or new to say about the topic?
I was thinking about that today because I'm staying at Yotel, and they're, like, they have a thing called ground control. Like, that's their... instead of like the
instead
help
of
desk,
the concierge.
Yeah, instead of the concierge, it's called ground control. And
is it called your iPod? Basically,
there, like, no, there are people, but they wear shirts that say "Calling Major Tom" on them, and it's like so many layers of reference.
to be able
You're kidding. I haven't seen... No, so when you
weird.
Walk into...
But does everybody know what that is? I mean, that guy doesn't come back at the end of the song, people.
Yeah, I don't I don't think...
Major Tom...
I would not feel secure staying at the place
it's
where it's
really
like ground
odd.
Control to Major Tom.
Yeah,
when you walk into Yoto... The first time I went to Yoto, I walked in and I was like, where am I supposed to go?
It is...
Because
there's
nothing there.
The lobby has a bicycle hanging from the ceiling. It has a few cubbies with a
robot.
Yeah.
No, there was a robot.
There's there's a robot that will put your luggage away.
Yeah, there's a luggage robot.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Maybe he was on break when you were
smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, outside like
one arm.
Really?
Yeah,
these people would come in, these French people with their 4 and 5 valises.
Yeah, but you just basically have to figure out where you're going.
You're on
your
own.
You're just like...
Yeah.
It makes me feel like there was a commercial years ago of old people going to a hotel and they were like pushing things and falling on the floor. I feel like one day that's going to be me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to walk into a hotel and be like, hello? Hello?
I was exactly like that. Well, it was really funny because they have a revolving door and it's an automatic revolving door, but it will also just stop.
I'll come right out the side of that too.
It will stop while you're in it.
Yes.
And so I'm going in and it stopped and so I push it. And then it goes, and then it stops,
so
and then
like
a stranger yelled at me,
yes.
And was like, stop pushing it! And then...
What?
And then
but it's
my
it's
son
it's
was
it's
like, yeah.
You're to push it.
You're in glass.
Well, and it also,
you
we, and that's also what made it work the first time. But anyway, then my son said, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to push it. And then I yelled at him, because I couldn't yell
you're
at the stranger.
You're supposed to get near
him.
It.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
But then I saw a husband and a wife having, like, the same argument this morning on the sidewalk, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if you're fighting about this, but it's not your fault. It's the door. The door is
every
the
single time
disaster.
Greg and I go to an airport or go to a hotel, we get stuck in there, and we're like, what do we do? So then I'm like, I move backward, he moves forward, and we're like, what are you doing? Stop, just wait. And then we just have to wait for somebody else.
Yeah,
it's calm. And then just book it. Yeah. Once you get there, I don't know what was wrong with the other revolving doors. Well, you pushed it.
We pushed them. Yeah.
Why do we have to have revolving doors?
Well, the reason why we have revolving doors actually is to save
energy
money and to save money on air conditioning and heating.
Yeah. Okay.
However, there was nothing wrong with when we were pushing.
Right.
It.
Yeah.
It was
pushing.
Fine.
It's fine.
Or if it just moves slowly along.
And just make them nice and big, because we all know that everybody is not paying attention and you go into someone else's little
and you're
line.
Stuck in there with them. I've done that before. I've run into someone else's and then it stopped and we're just in there like.
And you have to like shuffle because you can't take normal.
That's what I'm saying. This is the kind of technology, like, I'll be fine in the future with computers, but little things like that, like, I'll get to a place and be like, I don't know how to get this
the coffee
out of
this. As
soon as
a second person goes into that thing, there should be a voice that goes, no.
Stop. What are you doing?
It's going to be awkward in about 2 seconds.
Yes. Just stay out of there. Is this what you want? Everyone will see you in there. Just looking like
that's
a schmuck.
That's the thing, too, because they're always see-through.
Yes, and you're standing there like, I'm dumb. I just want someone to come by with a laser pointer. Just start,
like, she's really dumb.
Yeah, she's really, like, squealing it on my face. And be like, fool. There's a fool trapped in there. Oh, gosh. I hate those things.
The new zoos.
Oh, my God.
The new zoo, totally. That's going to be, like, the people of Walmart. It's going to be the people who don't know how to use fucking basic technology. It's going to be a picture of me trapped in there. Like, my face pressed up against the glass. All right. So, do you want to do some segmentation?
Yes.
Let's I talked about my class. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
Your
oh,
class.
Shit.
Your class. Let's continue.
I thought we did. Okay, your class.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
Anyway, so in the class we might cover any of the topics that I mentioned. Tarot, astrology, numerology, chakras. And it really, I like that because it's like whatever occurs to me. So, one day we're getting ready to start the class and, I usually go to the class right at 10. So if you ever come to the class at the Omega Institute and I'm not there, it's because I don't want to make small talk with your ass. Like, I don't, I'm not interested in.
Cause you'll have some eager students who'll be like, she
well,
comes early.
The thing that
tell
happens
me about myself.
Is people always ask other people where they're from. And
where?
Just always, like, it's a
really?
Thing that people do.
Sure, it's like a small talk thing. It's, hi, how are you?
Oh, black person.
Oh, so where are you from? Oh,
no.
Is that, maybe that's my problem.
No idea.
My internal
small talker is black.
Yeah, a small black person. And like, was like,
what
girl,
the
just,
fuck are you talking
you,
about?
You be quiet, and if they say something, you tell them
it's
to be
like,
quiet.
What do you do? Like that, and they already know that.
We don't know.
Like, yeah.
I've been around white people my entire life. I get it.
But it's
I can't
weird,
do it.
Right? I can't
it
either.
It always comes out really, really bad.
It's never occurred to me that this might be a cultural
it's
thing.
It's a cultural thing, because like you would get in the elevator and you'd be like, so, what do you think about the weather? Or whatever. And I told you my thing with people. I used to say, how was Connecticut? And people didn't like it. And I was like, oh.
So one day I made the mistake of showing up like 5 minutes early. And I was like, it'll be okay. Because I'm so bad. I'm just so bad at small talk that everybody feels really awkward, and I have a hard time even digging out of it once I...
At the end of class, are you like, see you guys next week, and then you just shut down?
Yep.
Like a robot.
Well, I go, usually I give them my business card, and then I run. I'm like, I have to go to lunch, I have 15 minutes,
you
and
should
I
just
run.
Throw them in the air and run.
Goodbye, everybody!
Like this cash. Do you want to talk to your aunt?
Yeah.
So this lady says, she asks me my name, of all things. And I mean, I can answer that, but I'm like, why are you asking? I'm going to tell you my name when the class starts. And like, now you just like,
she didn't know what to say.
So she started this whole conversation about names, and I just rolled with it. And the class ended up being about names and their meanings. And I usually like to do that because especially if I can take something that I find very irritating and turn it into a teachable moment, it reminds me not to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And it makes the class relevant to whatever's going on.
When I worked largely with Korean students, I remember nothing happened until I was like, and now class starts, and it was like everyone came alive.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then in the break, everybody went back down.
Oh my god. I got it.
And then they came back up.
I gotta go teaching Korea.
Not so for other groups of people that I work with.
White people.
No.
They like to just...
People like to chit-chat, and it's hard if you're not good at it.
It's just wear, like, headphones, like the kind you put up over your head, and walk around and do your thing, and then take them off. Now the class is again.
Or you could do, like, kind of Daft Punk. You could do Daft Punk and wear a helmet to class.
That's
and
my
then
thing.
Open the visor.
We're going back to the... We're coming full circle, because now we've solved my costuming problem as well.
Daft Punk.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you, Daft Punk.
When you come in for the reading, it's like, zhoom.
Just give me one moment.
Yeah, give me a moment. And then close it when it's done. It's like, yo, she's serious. Like, it starts time and it ends on time.
I like that.
Or you could, at the end of a session, you could just start music softly in the background.
Or
like
if they start saying, because a lot of times, what I keep finding, and, you know, it's been a little bit of a long day, but I keep finding people lie and bullshit themselves most of the time. And, like,
I try to.
Most people
if I don't lie to myself, who will do it?
Yes. We like the idea that we're a certain way, and we don't really want to hear that we're not that way.
I'm tall.
And I think having the visor.
With the three head.
If I could just, like, if someone just started, like, bullshitting, I could slowly inch
then
the visor
back up
over.
And then be like, you know what? I've never been, maybe just once. Okay, it's back open.
Yeah,
it's like, phew. I'm really 5 foot.
And you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And you open it up.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly. But I think I'm the kind of person who...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, come on.
This is good.
Get the visor open.
This is really good.
We should all wear Daft Punk visors.
And if they start to ask, like, about their soulmate, I just close it until they're
soulmate.
Done.
The soulmate.
Just will sit there quietly.
Maybe you should just have a t-shirt. For my birthday, a friend gave me a t-shirt that just said bullshit on it.
Yeah, that was funny.
But maybe you should get one that has soulmate with, like, a no. Like, a circle and then, like, a slash through it.
I like that. I like all of this.
Soulmate.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some advice?
Advice, yes.
Right. I've got some short ones. Dear Dr. Tracy.
Oh, you're kidding.
I need help. I'm 31 from Miami. I believe I'm running out of time to get married and have a family. I have been with my girlfriend for 4 years. I like her and she's a very beautiful person and dedicated to me. We live together. She's very special to me. We got that. However, I just recently met a girl that I had a sexual relationship with. What do you see, Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
A sexual relationship with and a little more.
What the fuck is that?
She turns me inside out, and I can't stop thinking
about
her.
Stay away from that girl.
This new girl told me to erase her phone. I guess her phone number.
Yeah.
Because I was never going to break up with my girlfriend. This girl has a lot of qualities I like. Plus, when I see her, I get tingles in my stomach. What should I do? Break up or forget this girl ever happened and get married with my girlfriend? I would highly appreciate your opinion.
Oh, man.
Regards, tormented fellow.
Okay. Okay, what's the advice on it?
Oh, gosh.
So we're going to get the advice, and then we're going to get the advice on the advice.
Dear Tormented, sex doesn't make up for 4 years of living together and having someone dedicated to you.
No.
Your girlfriend is very special to you, and yet you had a fling with someone else. You shouldn't make any decision about getting married until you're sure you're making the right move. As long as you're craving sex with the other woman. I like that idea of craving sex. You know what? I need some sex right now.
I'm craving sex.
You won't be able to totally commit to the woman you are with. So, postpone the marriage decision and see how things work out. Has he even discussed this marriage thing with the girlfriend?
It's like in his head. He's like thinking of it.
Yeah. It's very possible that the sex interest will turn out to be just that. A hot roll in the hay.
Mm-hmm.
But far from the beautiful person you have now, she may be a good sex partner, but a life partner requires something more. It requires trust, security, and the comfort of knowing that that person is there for you. A few tingles and a sexual encounter don't make a relationship. Also, if you feel time is running out and to get married and have a family, you should realize the time frame involved in starting over. You are looking at years before you get close to someone new, as you are with your current girlfriend. Sometimes the best decision is no decision. Time will give you the right answer. Good luck.
Oh, my God.
That's some terrible advice.
That is such terrible advice.
Okay.
I just want to recap her advice.
Okay, so.
Is her advice basically, don't worry about being happy, really. Just make do with this person.
It starts off saying just because you had a fling with someone doesn't negate the 4 years you've had.
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes kind of to a relationship is more than just hot tingles. If you think that time is running out,
mm-hmm.
now is not the time to reset the clock back to zero.
Okay.
Is what she's saying.
I think you just said it way better than they
did.
Yeah. And right. I don't, yeah. Okay.
So that's my assessment. Okay.
No. Because.
No. Just no. Just
are you no sure? Is that how you feel about that? No?
Okay. I just feel like no on the whole thing.
Okay.
I mean, if you're thinking that time is running out, I mean, that's like.
At 31.
At 31. Right.
What are you talking about? He has 25 years at least.
Yeah.
Before it even becomes a concern.
And you're in a relationship with someone, and one of the basic requirements in a relationship is trust.
Yes.
And he just totally blew it.
Yeah, but did he cheat on her?
He cheated on her, but the advice column blows over the fact that he hasn't discussed this with his partner.
Right.
Or, I mean, he's cheated on someone who he seems like has a serious monogamous relationship with.
Right.
Right?
That's the problem.
If it were open, then this wouldn't be.
Right. But she doesn't know this.
She doesn't know. So that's the first mistake. I think here is that the woman who was cheated on, I think, should have a right to know what's going on.
And she just, the advice person, I just see someone really old being like, no, don't worry. I don't know.
This is a bump in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, on the highway of
love.
Like
her issue is, God, if I got married earlier and.
Yeah.
You know,
there's also kind of a, like, boys will be boys thing that she's doing because she's not suggesting that he be better.
Yeah, or do anything about it. It's like, you fuck someone else.
Yeah.
Move on.
And, you know, it's not necessarily going to have a relationship with this person, but don't give up on the other one.
Yeah, because you've already put in your time,
you know.
You put in 4 years, and 3 more years you'll be vested. It'll pay off.
Yeah, right. And just it's going to be a mediocre life. You're both going to be unhappy.
Yeah. But you're already 4 years into it.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so just keep digging.
Yeah.
Keep digging.
If you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, well, how about a card on?
What is that?
Pull a card on?
You would pull a card on Tracy? Dr. Tracy?
Pull a card on the guy. What's he supposed to
do? Right. What is the good advice on this?
Good advice for the guy
in
his life and relationships.
Shuffle.
Do you want to hear his question? I can read it again. What should I do? Break up or forget this girl ever happened and get married? Those are your two choices. Break up or get married.
Okay, so this suggests the moon. He should really get in touch with what he truly wants. What does he really desire? Mm-hmm. Because if he, and this is advice, he needs to face facts.
Yeah,
deal
it
with,
looks like it,
like,
too.
Really deal with things. Okay. Because there's no way that this relationship can work if he has two competing desires. One is for, like, settling down and get married, and then the other one is, like, toe-curling tingles with someone who, like, doesn't care. You know, I don't know. It's so weird. But this says he should absolutely get in touch with what he needs to do. The problem is that he's been trying to, like, have his cake and eat it, too. He wants to, like, eat it. And having it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Everything.
And then he needs to put that out there. He needs to say what he wants. That's the three of pentacles. Say what he wants. Say what he needs. Uh-huh. Figure out what works for him. I mean, does this other girl want to get married?
Probably not.
No. And would he feel tingly if she did?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, I don't know. So the first thing is he needs to get real. He needs to tell the truth to himself first and then to the people that it affects. What were the two options?
The two options were, and they're not, I mean, break up with the current woman. Break up with this, forget this girl ever happened, or get married with my girlfriend. So break up or forget this girl ever happened and get married.
Okay, so his options, he knows he needs to break up with this person. We all know he needs to break up with this person. It really is the only kind of answer here. Or he could just spend the rest of his life as a liar.
Wow.
The other option. And never have what he wants, not being true to himself.
It's the sugarcoating that you do that makes it powerful.
I know. Like, I work really hard at that. Is there some other option or some other thing? It's very important that he start telling the truth in his life. And that probably speaks to many other aspects of
his life.
Anytime, you know, I call this creating, well, I don't call it that, but it is, when you create these binaries where it's like, one thing or like the other thing, and they're both not palatable. I realized I had one where in relationships I was either being used or rejected, and there was like no other
option.
And I was like, oh wait, like I always feel either one or the other,
and it's like,
and there's no like I'm happy and I'm making positive choices options,
because there are a myriad of options for you and then for this
him.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
so
have a conversation with his girlfriend. Right.
That's the biggest
option
thing
as well.
And he needs to be, he needs to figure out how he really feels and what he really wants. Because my guess is that anytime someone gets into that, like, I'm running out of time to get married and have kids, it's a kind of like contextual paradigm thing that they've created. Like, there's something where they're just in the world going like, marriage is a thing I should have without a lot of thought.
But then my thing is, why hasn't he done it? Like, he's in this relationship with this woman. It seems like he had this affair to head that off. Because it's like year four.
Right.
I'll probably have to get married soon. Yeah. But I had an affair.
Right.
So what should I do?
What is that noise?
It's
background music.
Background music. It's the other band. In the Hey You Know It studio, we get bleeped through sound.
Free background music.
From other bands rehearsing. And it's in close by.
This is your
studio.
I love it.
I want to also ask about Dr. Tracy.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best decision is no decision. Time will give the right answer.
That seems like counter to what our friend Tormented Whoever is asking, because he says, I'm running out of time, and Dr. Tracy's like, no.
Time
is your friend.
What do you think about that idea?
Time, just to let things run its course.
Yeah.
Don't take any action.
The best decision sometimes is no decision, which I would argue is actually
a
decision.
I would.
Right?
And I would say it's also a lot of people's scapegoat, and then they are miserable because of it, and they just kind of like drag their feet.
They wait it out,
hope it works out.
And decisions are made for them. Let's see how
and
it
seems like
out.
That's what he's been doing in this long relationship, where he's, for whatever reason, feeling also the need to cheat. Like,
he would probably say that it wasn't, he didn't make the decision to cheat. The cheating just happened upon him. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that Martin Lawrence? He just tripped and fell on her dick.
You know how it is.
All right. No, that was actually a pretty wise thing to say. It just wasn't stated.
Bless you.
Thank you.
That was actually a pretty wise thing to say. It just wasn't stated properly. I think another way to convey what Dr. Tracy might be trying to say is, you know, you're talking about, or you're feeling pressured to make this decision under a time limit, and you might want to remove that time limit, which is different than I think what he actually ended up writing. But like that's a similar idea that would have been a more appropriate response.
Like, give yourself some time to think about this, as opposed to like, time. Mm.
Time is
up.
And like maybe this pressure to, and it's, that's one of those things, that's that the advice that like would never work if you're sitting in front of the person, because the person would be like, no, I just said.
I just asked you for it to help me make a decision.
Yeah, I know what that would be like. Because I've done that where, like, the person comes with the problem and I'm like, oh, no, your framing of the problem is the problem. Then they're like, no.
Your framing of the problem is the problem.
Yeah.
Then it gets meta again.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's reasonable advice, just it wasn't stated very well.
Okay.
I like it. Can you pull a card on Hey You Know It? Yeah. Since you're here?
Let's pull one card.
We just turned 4 years old.
Yeah.
And we want to know what lies ahead.
All right. Well, let's do a past, present, future for Hey You Know It.
Okay.
Past, present, future. Oh, it looks like you guys are going to start making more money from this podcast.
You mean some money?
You know, no, it's like when you first started, you weren't quite sure what it was.
Yes.
And then by doing it, that's the Ace of Swords reverse.
Okay.
And it probably seemed like kind of a crazy idea when you first started.
Many people told us we were fools. And they still do.
Yes.
So that's okay.
Well, yeah.
That's 4 years later. And they're right.
Yeah.
Stuck in the revolving doors.
That should be, when we redo our logo, that'll be us, like, pressed up against the glass.
That's a great
idea. Two of us in a revolving
door. Do it at the hotel.
Yes.
Because it's a good one to get.
It's a big one.
You wouldn't have to stage that, because you'd actually be stuck, because it doesn't move.
We'll just use security camera footage.
Yeah.
Okay. So we look at the past. Fools, maybe still so, but now you have found your home.
Okay.
You have figured out what it is. By doing it, it's become a very grounded reality. This is what it is. This is how it works. This is what we're doing.
It's so real.
It's just about continuing to grow in a really comfortable, beautiful space.
Nice.
But the Nine of Pentacles often means money, making money.
Nice.
You got to find a way to monetize this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do.
That's the next thing we'll talk about. It's money. All right, listeners, you heard it.
Yeah,
it's money time.
Give us money.
We don't know what this means.
Give us money.
We'll figure it out.
That could be the open. Just can we have some money?
Yeah.
Do you like money?
Do you like giving money?
We like receiving money.
Would you like more vacation?
Do you like vacation?
Yes. You have to get people to say yes first.
Yes. Right.
And
do
then
you like vacation?
Yeah. Do you like vacation?
Do you like vacation? Do you like having money on your vacation?
Would you like to sleep more?
Yes.
Would you like more fulfillment in life?
Yes.
See, you said yes. Now, would you like to give us some money?
Yes.
Sure.
No. Yes.
And with that, we want to thank you for coming into the Hey You Know It studio. If people are looking for you, where can they find you?
Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at metamarcy.com. My website should be up by the fall. It's only taken 7 years.
Okay.
Okay.
We're getting it done.
Yeah.
And on that note, I want to plug someone, Youngblood Sorcery. It's Youngblood, S-O-U-R-C-E-R-Y.
Oh, cool.
This girl is a copywriter, and she helped me put together all the copy for my whole website.
That's awesome.
Absolutely amazing. I've worked with business coaches and other people, but honestly, this, like, one thing that she gave me to, like, write out.
I mean, a great writer is a hard
so
thing
good.
To find.
Well, also, she was like, who's your target market? Who's your ideal client? What do you do? And
we should talk to her. Yeah.
She asked really hard questions, and it was so good.
Cool.
So check out Youngblood Sorcery. And then, but for me, Marcy at metamarcy.com. You can text me, 860-823-8605. I like to get texts throughout the day. Why not?
Cool.
And, yeah, I think that's it.
And you have some great packages. And so, listeners, if you are looking for packages, get in touch with Marcy. Get some readings.
Yeah.
We highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Get your life right. That's my new
feedback from other people that I know that have gone to Marcy is they love her, and she's fantastic, and has been very helpful. So,
yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me. This is always fun.
I love having you.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows. And yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
I don't like Soul Mate, I don't like Soul Patch.
Soul Patch is a bad one.
I like Soul Patch. If I could grow
A soul patch?
If I could grow facial hair, I've always said
now,
this.
Now, how would that change
I would
your
have
practice?
Mutton chops and a soul patch.
Would you?
Yeah.
That reads like it.
Because
that's
there's just something
psychic.
Really funny about, like, I have all this potential hair on my face, but this is the spot. This
just
right here
just a
is
bit.
Where I'm going to do it.
I would like to have people do a soul patch, like, in the shape of a question mark or something.
Yeah.
Like, give
that.
Me something interesting.
I like that.
A
have you
star.
Seen the guy with the mohawk that has, like, it's a lizard?
No.
You can see it on Facebook, but it's like...
He's got carved a lizard into the mohawk?
Yeah, so there... It has, like, little feet on each side with legs, and then it sticks up.
He should... Like, you know what? He should just do the legs and then put an actual
lizard
on his head. And see how that works.
Yeah. That sounds like an idea.
Yeah. I think people would love it.